Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar, that is Perek Gimel, Pasuk Mem. And we're going to be learning about the redemption process of the Bechiras. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Pekoyed kol Bechor Zorcha l'Bnei Yisrael, count every firstborn male of the Bnei Yisrael, min Chodesh l'Mala, from 1 month and up, v'sa eis mishparas l'Moshem, and take account of their names. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem. Pekoyed kol Bechor Zorcha min Chodesh v'Mala, why is it they're being counted from 1 month and up? From once they've left the category of someone who might be a Nephil, meaning they might not live after a month old, we know they're going to live, so now we can count them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Aleph, and you shall take the Levim for me, I am Hashem. Tachas, kol b'char b'nei Yisrael, in place of the firstborns of the B'nai Yisrael. Ves behemas ha'levim, and the animals of Levim, tachas kol b'char behemas b'nei Yisrael, in place of all the firstborn animals of B'nai Yisrael. Meaning each Levi is going to be in place of one b'char of B'nai Yisrael, and each firstborn animal of the Levi is going to be in place of a firstborn animal of B'nai Yisrael. Vayivkad Moshe, and Moshe counted, kashir tziv Hashem Moshe, like Hashem commanded him, as kol b'char b'nei Yisrael, all the firstborns of B'nai Yisrael, vahi kol b'char zachar mispar shemos, miben chodesh v'mal lifkudehem, and every firstborn male, according to the number of their names, from 1 month age and up, according to their countings, how much was that? Shnaim v'esim elef, shloisha v'shivim masayim, 22,273. By Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kachas alvim, take the levim, tachas kol b'char b'nei Yisrael, in place of the b'charis of b'nei Yisrael, ves behemas halvim, and the animals of the levim, tachas kol behem tam, in place of all their animals, v'hayu li halvim, ani Hashem, and the levim shall be to me, I am Hashem. So let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Hei, ves behemas halvim, loy padu behemas halvim as b'char behema tahar shal Yisrael, the animals of levim, they didn't redeem, they weren't in exchange of the tahar animals of Klal Yisrael, Alas Peter Chamirehem. They were in exchange for the Peter Chamor, the firstborn donkey, Veseh Echad Shel Ben Levi, and one sheep from a Levi, Potter Chamor Peter Chamorim Shel Yisrael, that was able to redeem many firstborn donkeys of the Bnei Yisrael. Teda, you should know, Shaharei Man Ha'itvim Ba'adam, V'lay Man Ha'itvim Ba'behema. The excess Bnei Yisrael, they were counted, they are part of a count, but not the excess animals. So one sheep could go to redeem many Peter Chamors. However, it was only one Levi for one Yisrael. And we're going to see right now that there was actually extra Bnei Yisrael, and what happened with them. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Vav. And the redemption for the extra 273, they're extra over the Levim, from the firstborns of Bnei Yisrael. You should take 5 shekel for every head. You should take it as holy shekelim. Each shekel is 20 gera. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Vav. This is referring to the Bukharis that still need to be redeemed. This is the 273 that are excess, they're extra over the Levim, Yaseirim al Levim, more than the Levim. Mehem tikach, from them you shall take 5 shekalim hagugaylas, 5 shekalim per head. Kachayis mechiras shel Yosef, that was actually the price of the sale of Yosef, Asrim Kasef, that was 20 silver pieces. Shahaya Bachar Shel Rachel, he was the firstborn of Rachel. Yosef was sold for 20 dinar, there are 4 dinar and a shekel, so Yosef was sold for 5 shekalim. So that's why the redemption for every firstborn that didn't have a Levi to redeem him, that was 5 shekel. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Ches, what's done with the money? You should give the money to Aaron and his sons, those redeemed who were extra over the Levim. And Moshe took as Kesef HaPidyoim, the money of the redemption, from those who were extra over the ones that were redeemed by the Levim. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Tes Ha'idvim Al Pidui HaLevim Al Oisim Shepadu HaLevim Begufram, over those whom the Levim redeemed with their bodies themselves. So we're talking about the people that weren't redeemed through a Levi. Again, they had to give 5 shekel. So back to Chumash Pasuk Nun, Me'ez Bechar B'nei Yisrael Lokechas HaKasef, from the firstborn of Klal Yisrael, he took the money. How much money was it? Chamisha V'shishim U'shloish Me'ez Ve'elef B'shekel HaKadesh. It was 1,365 holy shekels. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Nun. Chamisha v'shishim u'shloish me'ez ve'elef. Kach schom ha'cheshbon. This was the total amount. Chamesha shkalim lagugaylas. 5 shekalim per head. L'masayim b'chareis elef shekel. For 200 firstborn, that's 1,000 shekalim. L'shivim b'chareis shloish me'ez v'chamishim shekel. For 70 b'chareis, that's 350. And l'shloish b'chareis chamisha asr shekel. For 3 firstborns, that's 15 shekalim. Amar Moshe said as follows. Kitzad asa, what am I supposed to do? B'char sha'armer loy, if I go over to a firstborn and tell him, 10 chamesh shekalim, you give me 5 shekels. Yarmer li, he's going to tell me, ani mipdui ha'levim. I was from among those who was redeemed by Levim, so I don't have to give you 5 shekel. So me asa, so what am I should do? Hevi shnayim asim elef p'takim. He took 22,000 notes, the cost of Alei and Ben Levi, and he wrote on them Levi, Umasayim Vashim Mushleshep Sakim, and they took another 273 notes, cost of Alei and Chamisha Shkalim, he wrote 5 shekels. Belalan, he mixed them all up, Unusan Bakalbi, and he put them in a box. Amar Lahem, he told all the firstborns, Bo, Tulu Piskechem, go take a note. Lefi HaGarel, according to the lottery, that's going to be you. If you pick one that says Ben Levi, so you don't have to pay 5 shekels. If you took one that says shekel, so you have to pay the 5 shekels. And back to Chomish Pasuk Nunala, Fayitain Moshe as a Kesef HaBaduyim, La'aron Laban of Alpi Hashem, and Moshe gave the money of those redeemed to Aaron and his sons, according to Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe, just like Hashem had commanded Moshe. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last Aliyah and Parshas Bamidbar. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.